Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Big opportunity this weekend for the Commanders, maybe to get Terry McLaurin healthy and back out on the field. If you look at their pass game production since Terry has been hurt, it's a little funky because you had Mariota start a game there, and then it was
two games.
Yeah, but Terry played in one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Terry got hurt in the Raider game.
Yeah.
I think Debo has clearly identified a huge role in this offense. And I think, honestly, I mean, you go back and check the tape, I expected Debo to be a really good fit offensively here. I think, you know, the talk of him being, like, out of shape or lost a step from San Fran, I think was
just... That was the fans that were hating.
Well, dude, you kind of, I mean, hopefully it's a very vocal minority, but, like, you're kind of hearing that. That one dude that calls in here keeps talking about being mad at Terry for being hurt, right? Like, guys get hurt. They're athletes. It's,
yeah.
It's a physical game.
Get a life.
What do you think happens offensively when they get Terry back?
I think the offense gets better. The thing about Terry, and I also believe in Debo, they want the ball. They want to perform. But also, if they see success happening on the team, they're not going to make issues about it. I expect it to become a much better offense because now you have two legitimate guys with experience that know how to do something. Right now, Luke and Jalen are learning their way. They are talented.
It's starting to show you something, too.
But
right.
They're starting to show you things, but I guarantee you, Terry and Debo together, they do things in such a way where it's not like they have to force it. You know, they're not learning their way, which even makes it even easier for those two guys because when those two on the field, they're going to command more attention. And now you get the third, fourth guy one-on-one, should cook them. You know, it'll help them out. So I think the offense will ascend, to be totally honest with you, because, like, when Terry is there, Debo understands I got a legitimate guy on the other side and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not, well, damn. You know, they going to start clouding the coverage towards me. And those guys going to get all the one-on-ones. You know what I'm saying? Hell, with Terry's out there, they both may get one-on-one. And we know they going to probably cook most of the guys that they see.
Well, and they're running the ball really well already.
Yeah.
And I think Terry's elite as a play-action receiver. So I think they're – how close to peak performance do you think we've seen Washington through five games offensively? Not very, right?
I don't think it's – I don't know because the first – game or two, nah, they wasn't doing it.
The Giants game, they certainly weren't at their peak. The Packers game, they had
the doors blown off.
Yeah. The Raiders game was their highest point total, but you also had some big special teams plays in that. Atlanta, they were playing catch up, and they were down two scores late in that thing. Were able to kind of get it tighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chargers game
is the closest.
For three quarters, though, because offensively in the first quarter, they were terrible.
Yeah. So it's been basically a game, three quarters of a game. And last year we saw things click a little sooner, but everybody had been there together the whole time. I think they are scratching. They're not even scratching the surface of what they could possibly be. Because now you look at the running game, Bill emerges. We've seen that McNichols and Rodriguez can get it done. The offensive line now is starting to communicate and gel a little bit better. You know, you still Zach still is Zach, and with a healthy Bates in the lineup makes a world of damn difference.
Totally.
So this thing, they're not even close. They haven't even gotten close to what they could be.
I tend to agree. And then you have a quarterback that misses two games.
Yeah.
Mariota was quite good in his two games, but Jaden Daniels is an elite player. I mean, the throw Jaden made to Luke for that big gain, I mean, that thing traveled.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
47 yards in the air, and he was kind of flat-footed and released it quick. Like, his arm test, he can do as a pocket passer. Mm-hmm. For all the talk of the excitement surrounding his athletic ability, which is very real, I thought he did a great job of kind of protecting himself in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, the one he threw to Debo in the back end zone, he was falling back with two people coming at him, and he just flicked that thing.
Did you see that they were
Yeah, I mentioned that to you yesterday.
Rehearsing their celebration.
I guess they were like, telling, if we score, we're going to do this. They didn't know it was going to come the next play.
I wonder if they thought, like, yo, if we get this look, we know exactly what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. What is the celly? It was pretty interesting.
Like it. It
I think you get Terry back on the field, it is going to get them a lot closer to the group we saw last year that moved the ball really well.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, through five games right now, they are 8th in the NFL in scoring, 13th in yards. If you look
think about that, and they haven't even much gotten close to what they could be.
Right. Last year they finished 5th in points, 7th in yards. So I think they're probably climbing back towards that. Mm-hmm. This time last year, though, was when they got – but through week 5 last season, they had just gone on a 3-game win streak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They beat the Bengals, the Cardinals, and then just rolled the Browns at home.
Mm-hmm.
So if they could put together a little win streak now, the schedule's about to get really interesting. The Bears are a challenge, undeniably. Then you go to Dallas. That game, the way Dallas can move the ball and the way – NFC East games are usually pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
That at Dallas game, you got Bears Monday night, and then the following week, Chiefs Monday night. The Dallas game looks like a tricky spot to me. But
handle what's in front of you. Can't worry about the Chiefs. Can't worry about nothing else. Just handle the people in front of you.
But, B, think about this stretch of schedule here. Bears Monday night at Dallas, Chiefs Monday night, Sunday night football against the Seahawks. Then you've got the Lions coming to town. Then you got the Spain game. It is loaded with what's happening here.
I wonder what the travel people are saying now. Remember last year? Oh man, we got and we didn't have much travel last year.
No,
this year we got some. Are those people upset? I don't have a problem with it.
Last year, B, I don't think we got on an airplane from like October to mid December.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, think about it. So. After the Cardinals game, and granted, we were out of town for a week, it was home against Cleveland, at Baltimore, easy drive. Home against the Panthers, home against the Bears, at New York, I drove. You might have flown. Pittsburgh at home, at Philly, I think I took the train. Dallas at home, Tennessee at home, then the bye week. We weren't from September 29th until December 15th. They had no travel further than...
But there were people complaining about travel.
And
remember that?
Rest days.
I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
Good teams play crazy.
I drive more in a week than they did. They traveled throughout that whole year.
The way you drive, is. Where'd you play golf yesterday?
Out here in Maryland.
Well, we're in Virginia.
We're in Virginia, I mean.
Nobody is less worried about driving around than Brian.
Man, you buy cars because they move. I mean, I'm not trying to save no damn nothing.
Well, you got the electric now.
Still. I drive it.
How often do you have to recharge your car?
Not often.
Like you, I feel like yours barely gets below 50%, right?
Mm-hmm. You got to realize, Jay, I don't just drive to work and back home.
I'm fully
all
aware.
Over the place, bro. So I push it sometimes, but I don't like to. They tell you don't let it get below 20 anyway. I almost let it get below 30, 35.
You know they have chargers here.
I know.
I feel like they'd let a certain.
You know, I normally have a charge by the time I get here. If I didn't have to worry about, if I needed it, you know, I'll manipulate my way.
I believe you will
learn,
sir.
Those things in my, you know, present state.
I want to have a discussion about last year's Bears game and kind of what it did to Chicago and what it did for Washington and how much, if any, carryover that will have. Every football season is a different being, right? Every football season, living, breathing organism, they change over the course of the season. But because of the nature of that ball game, what impact will that have on Monday night's game? Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, talked about it. His comments are pretty darn interesting. Let's get into that when we return. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.